presidential election campaign goes on. We welcome our commentator, Stu Palczak, government teacher at Amsterdam High School. Good morning, Stu.
Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
And we have a couple of other things to bring up before we get to the presidential race. You are, first and foremost, a teacher in Amsterdam, and you're proud of your students today. Why is that?
Well, my class, I teach a class of seniors that earn college credit in our senior class, and one of the projects we do is we participate in a documentary contest every year called Student Camp, put on by the C-SPAN Network. And so every year they have a question or an issue to address, and the students have to produce, edit, create a 5-minute documentary. And this year, the question was the Constitution and you. Select any part of the Constitution and create a video illustrating why it's important. Mm-hmm. And one of our groups chose the 19th Amendment, the women's right to vote, and out of over 1,200 nationwide entries, the entry of Clara Monticello, Courtney Ross, and Victoria Vogel was one of the 75 winners. We're very proud of them. They did a great job, as did their colleagues.
Great. That's tremendous. And you sent me a link, and honestly, I haven't gone to the link yet. Do you see the video when you go to the link?
Yes, I sent you the link, and you can click on it, and the video is right there. And again, they did a really nice job, very professional. They went out and sought out people to interview and made appointments and did off logistical things, and they did a really nice job.
You've done a lot of work with C-SPAN through the years, have you not?
I have. I absolutely have, yes.
For example, you went...
It began several summers ago where I was fortunate enough to be one of their summer fellows. And I spent the summer, my family and I, in Washington, D.C. in 2004. And I worked for their education department creating materials for their educational website.
Well, let's go to the presidential race. It was Super Tuesday, but once again, it's sort of, to me anyway, this is my take on it at this moment, now that the Super Tuesday is 2 days past. It wasn't, again, I think we're sort of, I'm sort of looking for, say, yes, okay, this is it, we're moving on, but it's still a little bit sketchy.
Well, we're not moving on, and part of the reason, although Mitt Romney had a very successful night, and I'm looking at the delegate count now, and you need 1,144 to become the Republican nominee, and Mitt Romney has 404 to Rick Santorum's 161 and Newt Gingrich's 105 and Ron Paul's 61. One of the issues that, Bob, makes this process longer or lengthy is a lot of the primaries now are proportional in how they assign their delegates. So if I win, for example, let's say Massachusetts, I don't win every single one of the delegates. I win a proportion of them. That's a change from the past, mm-hmm. which makes this process lengthier.
Yep. Now, the key state, it seemed to me, was Ohio. And uh-huh. Romney won that narrowly. And in fact, I heard some pundits say, gee, I wonder if we can wait. Will there be a recount? I remember in Iowa when this whole thing started, Romney won it first and then he didn't win after they recounted it or something. You know, again, he.
Right.
But so I don't. But then I heard another pundit offer the view, no, there won't be a recount.
You know, the difference in Iowa was hundreds or dozens of votes in Ohio, although it was close, it's thousands of votes. So, triggering a recount would be, I think, highly unlikely.
Now, on the different Republican camps, you've got Romney, I mean, each asking the other side to do what they are not ready to do yet. He's saying, well, why don't you guys drop out? You know, it's time to beat Obama. And on the Santorum side, he's looking at Gingrich and Paul saying, why don't you guys drop out? It's time for one of us to beat Romney.
Yeah, isn't that interesting how, and, you know, that's, the how things play out, you know, Rick Santorum would argue that some of the voters for Newt Gingrich or Ron Paul would vote for him, which could change the whole process. That Romney may have a contention with that, but you're right; they would like to narrow it down as quickly as they could.
But still, and let me make it a question: who do you think is the likely nominee of the Republican Party?
I think I'm going to stay with Mitt Romney has a 250 delegate vote lead, and one of the things that we saw play out this past Tuesday is the fact that Mitt Romney's organization is very extensive in every state. For example, only Mitt Romney and Ron Paul were on the ballot for the Virginia primaries, and that's a testament to how well organized the Romney campaign is everywhere. And part of that is the amount of money that they have. That certainly is a big factor in it.
Mm-hmm. And Obama, for his part, I think played it cleverly, having a news conference, which he doesn't do very often, on Super Tuesday.
Yeah, it's although he's not running for president, he's running for president for sure. Yeah, and not everybody realizes also in these states there is a some of these states there's Democratic primary too. So people in Ohio, for example, went out to the vote polls often and voted for Barack Obama, but he will be the Democratic nominee, obviously.
Mm. How's the adult education class going? Stu Palczak also teaches an adult education class on the presidential election process.
Well, if I said very well, it would be an understatement. The class we just finished this past Monday, and boy, I had nine committed people, and some of them are Bob Cudmore listeners. And, boy, they really did a nice job. We had a lot of great discussion and a lot of good questions. We learned a lot. And I was really happy to do it, proud to do it, and I hope to do another different type of class like that in the future. And I hope my class students, if you will, come back. They were great.
Mm. Now, the last time we talked, I guess it was last week, you talked about how you had focused on the debates or presidential debates. Anything else come to mind that came up in that class or your regular classes with your students in terms of the presidential process?
Well, you know what we did on the last class we had? We looked at a couple of different elections and what lessons could be learned from them or what was historic about these elections. And, every election has their subtle nuances. For example, we looked at 1992, and we discussed how Bill Clinton won in 1992 with a plurality of votes. He didn't get a majority. He only had about 41% of the votes, and how a third-party candidate like H. Ross Perot can play a big role in swinging the election one way or the other. So we did that kind of thing in our last class, and that was fun, looking back at these people.
Stu Palczak, government teacher at Amsterdam High School. Thanks very much. We'll talk with you again in a couple of weeks.
Great. I look forward to it. Thank you.
Take care.